Wood-burning stoves are making a comeback across America. They were trendy during the last energy crisis of the 1970s as people sought ways to avoid the high cost of electricity and heating fuels. It appears the same cycle has started again. With the stoves comes smoke, and that has some health advocates worried. Keith Seinfeld, a member station KPLU, reports from Seattle.
The best-selling maker of wood stoves in America has its hands full. Usually by the end of winter, Travis Industries of Kirkland outside Seattle has laid off hundreds of seasonal workers. Not this year. The factory is buzzing as huge machines hammer out detailed metal ornaments for fireplaces. Welding torches blaze nearby. Perry Raines is Travis's national sales manager. He says the company's scrambling to find enough skilled workers for a third shift so it can continue to keep the factory running all night long.
This business has just exploded. And it's at this point, there's no sign of that slowing down. So basically right now, it's as fast as we can build it, all we can build.
The stores that sell fireplaces and stoves have also been caught off guard. For a decade, the trend's been toward propane and natural gas, with fake logs that look like a wood fire. But retailers in a number of cities across America are reporting that wood stoves outsold gas ones this winter. Manager John Chapman at Rich's, north of Seattle, has suddenly seen his wood stove sales double.
The customer nowadays, in the last few months, since the energy crisis has been in the news, what they're looking for is a way to be not so reliant on the utilities.
Chapman says the new generation of wood stoves are cleaner and easier to use than older models. A typical black stove with its brass door and little window is the size of a big TV. Some models fit inside an existing fireplace.
You get newspaper, matches, kindling wood.
Back in the 70s, wood stoves pumped out thick billows of dirty smoke. But today they're cleaner because the Environmental Protection Agency cracked down and began limiting emissions in the early 90s. The newer models recirculate the smoke inside the stove and burn off most of the tiny particles. That also makes them more efficient at heating. In fact, the stoves are clean enough that this time around, the EPA isn't too worried about an increase in wood stove sales. It does recognize there could be problems in specific neighborhoods. For example, smoke gets trapped in valleys, especially in certain weather patterns. But it says that's for local air quality agencies to deal with. Still, Ron White of the American Lung Association would like to see tighter national standards.
It's certainly time for EPA to go back and reassess whether the standards that they had adopted for wood stoves are sufficient given the new science that's been developed over the past decade on the health concerns with particles.
The EPA says it has other priorities, such as car and truck emissions, which are bigger threats to public health. But White says some people will suffer in the meantime.
Any increase in particle pollution, you know, can put people with heart and lung disease at a greater risk of dying early.
Lung diseases like asthma, which in children has gone up 72% in the past decade. For now, regulators have found their best tool is announcing a local burn ban on days when smoke's likely to be a problem. And wood stove retailers point out that up to a third of their sales come from people trading in older, dirtier stoves, which means there may be no increase in pollution at all. Furthermore, they say once the current energy crunch passes, gas-powered fireplaces, which offer the convenience of a thermostat, will be back in favor. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.